tempest had all but tossed them into oblivion. During the week of the storm, their vessel had been cast upon rocks 5 times, leaving every man on board fearing for his life. It was an escape so miraculous and wonderful, considering the violence of the storm, the career and weight of our ship, as ought to make the 8th day of January for ever to be recorded by us to admiration and anniversary thankfulness for God's providence and protection, wrote one witness. Now, the ambassador's storm-battered, leaky little ship, its masts, yards and decks encrusted eerily with white salt from the continual spray of the sea, its flags and ensigns flying, its guns at the ready, sailed across the last stretch of the Sea of Marmora and into the Bosphorus at last. It must have seemed to those on board as if they had reached the very epicentre of the world. In many ways, of course, they had. Whoever controlled Constantinople controlled not only the great gateway between Europe and Asia, but also one of the greatest water trade routes linking the northern and southern hemispheres. Looking north, the Black Sea gave access through the Volga to southern Russia, and through the Danube to the Balkans